Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app. Click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. Also, Facebook live stream. There's not much to see, but here it is. We're in the middle of a contest. And all you have to do is be the 10th caller. We've had a few calls already, but we have a lot more to go through. And you win a pair of tickets to a really, really great attraction in Pittsburgh. It's the Pittsburgh Zoo and Aquarium. It's all in one big, beautiful facility. You will have a great time. And they have lots and lots of really great, interesting animals. I mean, like all sorts of them. Tigers are amazing to me. They're just amazing cats. But they've got everything. Giraffes and elephants. And, oh, it's really wonderful. The kids will love it. The grandkids will love it. You'll love it. Everybody loves it. It's a great show. All right. So here's the phone number, 740-325-1490. That's Dimitri's studio radio hotline and 10th caller. We've already gone through a few. Remember, make sure the volume is all the way down on your radio or whatever device you're using to listen to me. Do that before you call. And when you call and I answer, don't hang up because I got to talk with you. That's kind of how it work, phone calls work. All right, Big Willie, 105.5, what's your first name?
Darren.
Darren, okay, you called before. Darren, you're still building retaining walls, right?
Yes.
All right, you're number four. Good luck to you, sir. Big Willie, 105.5, what's your first name?
Dave.
I'm sorry? Dave?
Gabe.
Gabe?
Gabe.
Spell it. That was either Dave or Gabe. I think I threw him when I asked him to spell it. Life should not be this hard. I mean, it really should. Honestly, it should not be this hard. I'm just asking you for your first name. Pronounce it or enunciate it clearly. Just so I can just figure out who the hell I'm talking to. And if I ask you to spell it, I'm not trying to trick you. I really, honest to God, I'm not trying to trick you. I'm just trying to make sure that I hear your name clearly. That's all that was. Whew. Man, probably a graduate of Ohio County Schools. Big Willie, 105.5, what's your first name?
Greg.
Greg? Is it Greg? We were doing so well with, well, never mind. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name, slowly and clearly?
Mark.
Mark! Great. Mark, well, what are you up to these days?
Just headed to work.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a fleet manager.
A fleet manager, really? What, for trucks or what?
Rental cars.
Really? What, you want a free plug or something? You want to say, like, Enterprise or whatever it happens to be?
None of the above.
Oh, okay. None of the above car company. All right, great. Well, Mark, your caller number six. Thank you for speaking clearly. I'm not even going to ask you how to spell Mark because my guess is it's M-A-R-K.
You got it.
Yes! 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 Okay, your caller number six. Good luck to you, sir. All right. I don't think he wanted to say the name of the company because I think he might have gotten into trouble. You're listening to Dimitri on Big Willie 105.5. What? We're trusting you with our fleet of rental cars? What? Anyway. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Susie.
Susie, what am I hearing in the background?
I just turned you down.
All right, a lot of women turned me down. Susie, what are you up to these days?
I'm drinking coffee and looking at you.
Oh, gee, and you're still able to drink coffee and not spit it up by looking at me?
I look away when I drink.
I thought we were starting to bond. Big Willie 105.5. Hello?
Hi.
What's your first name?
Alexis.
Alexis, okay. Alexis, you're caller number 7. Thank you so very much for calling. Thank you so very much for speaking clearly. And God, if the others could just follow your lead, my life would be so much easier, Alexis. It really would.
Thank you.
We need more Alexises or Alexi or whatever. Big Willie 1055.
Gabe.
Gabe, G-A-B-E.
Yes.
Great. Why was it so hard last time when I asked you to spell your name? Did I stump you? I didn't mean...
I could barely hear you for some reason. I don't know.
Jeez Louise. Have you cleaned out the wax in your ears in the last few years?
I have. Just the other day.
That's probably too much information. You're caller number 8. Thank you, Gabe! Rose oil, I think, seems to work well with that. All right. Big Willie 1055, what's your first name?
Alexis.
Your fingers are very active, Alexis. I got to tell you, how fast do you dial? How do you do this? Or do you do it automatically?
I just recall.
Okay. I think that's the secret. You're number 9. I'm sorry. You're so close. Oh, I'm sorry. Recall. I think that's the secret. Recall. You got to recall. Okay. Big Willie 1055, what's your first name?
Gabe.
Gabe, congratulations, Gabe. You've won.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, Gabe, what's your last name?
Jackson.
Okay. I know I'm going to regret this. Can you spell that, please?
Yes, it's J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Excellent. All right. Well, Gabe Jackson, we're going to have a pair of tickets here for you for the Pittsburgh Zoo and the aquarium. Do you know where Rock Hill is, where the WOMP studios are, and now the Big Willie studios?
Yes.
All right. Great. Come during business hours. Bring a driver's license or some sort of ID to make sure that you are, in fact, the Gabe Jackson. And congratulations, sir. We're all very happy for you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Big Willie 1055.
Yes, I was calling in to win for the zoo.
Okay. What's your first name?
Darren.
Darren. Okay, Darren, you're caller number 11, so you just missed. Oh. But if you want to get pissed off at anyone, get pissed off at Gabe, because he won.
Congratulations to him.
He's a very gracious loser. And inside, he's thinking to himself, Gabe, what? People are still calling. What the hell? Big Willie 1055.
Yeah, I want to be caller number 9 for the Ogilvy tickets.
We'll take care of Gabe Jackson in during the next commercial break here. Mr. Big Willie himself is going to be joining us. His name is actually Willie, his last name, first name Big. So we call him Mr. Big Willie. And we don't know if he precedes the naming of the radio station or if the radio station led to his naming. I'm not sure. But Big Willie 1055 is the radio station. Mr. Big Willie is the trucker, and he's going to be calling us from the cab of his Freightliner Cascadia 125, and that'll be shortly. He has some thoughts about the trucking industry, about illegal aliens, especially being truckers, and how Trump is now cracking down on the illegal aliens in the trucking industry. So Mr. Willie himself is going to be joining us after the 8 o'clock news. Congratulations to Gabe Jackson. Congratulations to all the callers. They were all winners in my mind, just not good enough to actually win anything. But still, it was the thought that counts. All right, so there's that. So we did that. Why is it always so hard when I give away stuff? Why is it always so hard? All right. So, got to switch gears here. This is pretty serious stuff. Channel 7, really. I've been known to do stupid things in my time. Some really stupid things. But I don't think even I have ever done anything this stupid or tasteless. And I've done quite a few stupid, tasteless things, I've got to say. But nothing as bad as this. Channel 7, really, just, oh, God. There's this horrible story. Former Wheeling, I'm going to read you some of this here. A former Wheeling Park teacher, a guy named Farmer, was sentenced in Ohio County after pleading guilty to 2 felony counts of third-degree sexual assault. The judge sentenced him to the statutory penalty of 1 to 5 years in prison for each felony count, served consecutively so that when one ends, the other begins. So he's going to be in jail for like a long time. But here's the problem. Here's the problem. The Ohio County prosecuting attorney, Sean Turak, called this guy a predator, saying that he and this poor girl were romantically involved, and they had letters, and she was 17 years old at the time, and her father died in August of 2023, start of her senior year in high school. She is an avid motocross competitor. He lured her into believing he could help fix her dirt bike when, in fact, he could not. That's how their relationship started. They're just sick beyond words. But here's the thing. According to the Channel 7 story, Sean Turak, prosecuting attorney, said that this guy and the victim were in a, and I'm quoting now, full-blown sexual relationship, end quote. Now that's Sean Turak, direct quote. I wish Sean had not said that, because the double entendre. Obviously, we know what Sean meant, but it was a very, very unfortunate choice of words, especially involving a child here in the Valley. Honest mistake, absolutely no question. But Channel 7 does not have that excuse. Because of all the quotes here, and there were a lot of really good, decent quotes here, what does Channel 7 use in its headline regarding the rape of this poor child here in the Valley? Now, I'll read this to you. This is Channel 7 trying to be cute, trying to be clever. Wink, wink. Former West Virginia teacher sentenced after he had a, quote, full-blown sexual relationship, end quote, with student. Their headline. Now, Sean obviously could have used other words, better words, completely understandable. I mean, absolutely completely understandable. But what's Channel 7's excuse? I will bet you your last dollar this is what happened. Whoever wrote the headline, and usually it's not the reporter, by the way. It's usually some editor, the news director, or whatever. It's usually not the reporter. Same thing with newspapers. A lot of people think the reporters typically write the headlines. Well, usually they do not. It's usually some copy editor or whatever. But I will bet you your last dollar that whoever the decision maker was at Channel 7, and ultimately it's got to be the news director who signed off on this perversion, thinking it was cute and clever. Whoever this person was, read all of this. There were a lot of quotes here, lots of really good material here. And then when they see the quote, the Turek is saying that it was a full-blown sexual relationship, it's like, oh, I can make a joke here. It's a double entendre. Oh, I can be clever, and people are going to click this, and we'll make it clickbait, and we'll get lots and lots of clicks, and we'll be clever, and we're smart, and, you know, we're college graduates, and whatever the hell they were thinking. This is disgusting. You're too clever by half. If it was not some kid, especially some poor kid here in the Valley who was a victim, even then. But this, really, you wanted to make a play on words this badly. You had to show off. You were this desperate to show off. Really? Jesus. God. I mean. So, yeah, hey, congratulations, Seven. Wow, that was really smart. Great wordplay. Great double entendre. My God in heaven. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. Anyway, so Big Willie himself is going to be calling in from his cab, the Freightliner Cascadia 125. He's got everything in there except the TV. The thing is all decked out and everything. He's explaining this to me. We know what he needs to do. Next time he's here in the Valley, he's OTR, over-the-road driver. He's like in Michigan and New York and all over the place. But he's from here. He's from the Valley. And you'll know that as soon as he opens his mouth. He'll say one or two sentences, and you're going to go, yeah, yeah, he's from here. He's one of us. And you can take that a lot of different ways. But it's all good. In any event, he'll be calling us from his cab. He is loading some stuff onto the trailer part of it. Not quite sure how this works, but he'll be in the cab, the Freightliner Cascadia 125. So that'll be coming up very, very shortly. Congratulations to Gabe Jackson. Gabe is spelled G-A-B-E. Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Win a pair of tickets for the Pittsburgh Zoo and the aquarium. A wonderful, wonderful attraction in Pittsburgh. Great for the kids, great for the grandkids, great for everyone. And thank all the other callers who called in. Now, we're going to do a beta version of Dimitri Graffiti in the next hour. As I predicted, Facebook muted part of my stream yesterday because we're using some music that Facebook doesn't have royalties for. So Facebook essentially has banned Dimitri Graffiti. So we cannot do the Facebook live stream part of Dimitri Graffiti. So we're going to be starting to end the stream around 8:45 or 8:50 now and do the Dimitri Graffiti live on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk radio station. So you got to download the River Network app and listen to it on the app or on the radio stations, but you cannot get it anywhere else. Facebook has banned Dimitri Graffiti. So we're going to do the beta version today around 8:45, 8:50, and hopefully you'll do a better job than yesterday. Yesterday was really, really rough. I hope today is at least a little better.